Illinois shooting suspect who fled to Florida released by judge who does not consider him a flight risk. By Amy Furr on January 18, 2024. A Chicago man who has had several run-ins with the law was released again recently as the Windy City endures devastating crime. CWV Chicago reported Wednesday that more than a year after a judge signed an arrest warrant for 32-year-old Darius Wilson, a suspect authorities wanted to capture regarding a road rage shooting in December, he was found and arrested in Florida. However, when officials extradited Wilson back to Chicago, a Cook County judge decided to release him again, the outlet said. An image shows the suspect involved in the case. In regard to the alleged road rage incident, the CWV Chicago report said a victim was driving to work when a car nearly hit him. The car eventually pulled up next to his vehicle and the victim claimed he heard what he believed to be two gunshots. The victim saw a pair of bullet defects in his vehicle when he arrived at work. While investigating the case, license plate reader data and surveillance footage reportedly helped officers identify Wilson's Dodge Challenger. Authorities said surveillance footage shows the suspect, who uses a wheelchair, being helped into the vehicle a few minutes before the shooting occurred. Wilson, charged with aggravated discharge of a firearm, has been convicted of firearms-related crimes four times, prosecutors said, per the CWV Chicago report. Following his arrest a few days after the incident, the suspect reportedly refused to answer officials' questions about the case and was let go. Related video, Chicago lawless, Tesla driver smashes into vehicles fleeing mob attacking car. A judge then signed a local arrest warrant for the man, but days later another judge signed a nationwide one in hopes of catching him, the CWV Chicago report said. The outlet noted the officials with the FBI Violent Crimes Fugitive Task Force located him in Ruskin, Florida. Cook County officials flew him back to Chicago and brought him before Judge David Kelly for a detention hearing, the CWV Chicago report continued. After hearing from prosecutors and Wilson's attorney, Kelly refused to keep Wilson in custody. He also didn't put him on the sheriff's electronic monitoring program. Instead, he sent him home with orders to stay in the house at night, the outlet said, noting he is scheduled to appear in court on January 26. Related video, Chicago mayor on increase in most violent crime, reparations money will help. The report comes after a man allegedly caught with millions of dollars worth of cocaine at a Chicago airport in October was let off fairly easy for the time being, Breitbart News reported. In another case, a Chicago sex offender accused of touching two women inappropriately was released on his own recognizance a few hours after officials arrested him, the outlet reported in October 2022. It is important to note that in September, Illinois became the first state to eliminate cash bail, a decision that brought much criticism down on the Democrat-controlled state.